Good morning. The time is 10:15 a.m. and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Eric Haino with Tyler Edwards and Salima Varani. The annual seal hunt begins today in eastern Canada despite pressure from various environmental groups. Protesters argue that clubbing seals to death is inhumane, but hunters disagree, saying that their special clubs, called hackapicks, are efficient killing tools. The hunters also cite environmental reasons for the hunt. They claim the annual hunt is necessary to keep the seal population in check so that the Atlantic cod population does not get depleted. New regulations have been put in place this year to try and appease the protesters. It is now mandatory that all hunters must bleed the seals to ensure that they are dead before they are skinned. In provincial news, Earth Hour is tomorrow, and the Ontario provincial government is using it to spotlight their plans to implement a tire recycling program. Tuesday's provincial budget included $200,000 to create an inventory of Ontario's tire stockpiles. Once the tires are counted, the government plans to begin implementing a small fee to be included in tire prices. This fee is likely to be between $3 and $5. The money collected will be used to recycle old tires. Currently, old tires are either discarded illegally, recycled for mining materials, or sent to the United States to be burned as fuel. In local news, commuters can rest easy knowing that a much-talked-about TTC strike is not going to be happening in the immediate future. The strike deadline was set for April 1st, but both the TTC and the Amalgamated Transit Union Local 113 agreed to ignore the deadline and continue with talks. The 8,900 members of the union agreed to delay a potential strike as long as these talks continue to be progressive and productive. The TTC is also in negotiations with QP Local 2, which represents 500 electrical and communications workers that work with the TTC. They voted on Thursday 94% in favor of a strike. They would have a legal mandate to go on strike April 1st if the deal is not reached. Continuing with the TTC, public access issues have put Pape Station front and center in the TTC's modernization plans. One of the city's oldest stations is moving into the 21st century with a raft of new features. Michael McKernan reports.
According to TTC Chair Adam Giambroni, it looks more like a Tim Hortons than a subway stop, but not for much longer. Pape Station is all set for a makeover. The TTC has made the East York Station its top priority on the list of sites slated for renovation. City officials think Pape is showing wear and tear for more than 40 years without an upgrade. Accessibility is at the heart of the proposal. The plan calls for new elevators to the platform and a second exit on Lipton Street. Karen Campbell commutes downtown from the station every day.
The elevators are a good idea because there's so many stairs that it's a bit of a struggle for people going up and down them. If you ever have anything with you, like a suitcase, like if you're ever going to the airport or something like that, then it's a struggle. And I guess for mothers and older people, it's a struggle every day because they have to go at least down the stairs with their whatever stuff that they have with them. So the elevators would definitely be welcome.
New signs on the station will make it visible from Danforth Avenue. The TTC hope they will make the stop look less like a coffee shop. A new roof and public art are also part of the plans. They will take the total cost of the renovation to almost $21 million. Work is scheduled to start next year. The target for completion is 2 years from now, sometime 2010.
Arriving at Pape Station.
Michael McKiernan, Centennial College Radio News.
And that's all for the news. Now here's Tyler Edwards with everything you need to know about the world of sports.
Thanks, Eric. In sports, what little hope the Maple Leafs had left of making the playoffs was dashed last night in Boston. The Leafs lost their second game of a home-and-home series with the Bruins by a final score of 4-2. For the third year in a row, Toronto will fall short of the postseason. Despite the fact the Leafs' top two scorers returned to the lineup in the form of Matt Sundin and Nick Antropov, the Bruins' young superstar Phil Kessel ended the Leafs' season. Kessel broke into the Leafs' zone in the third period to break the 1-1 tie and catapult the Bruins to the 4-2 win. In other news, in the NBA, the Raptors are at home to host the New York Knicks tonight after an uplifting home win against the Detroit Pistons Wednesday night. The seventh-place Raps are looking to make ground on Philadelphia and Washington, who recently leapfrogged them in the Eastern Conference standings. Chris Bosch is returning from a long stint on the disabled list with a banged-up knee. Meanwhile, coach Sam Mitchell is raving over the play of Rasho Nesterovich, who has recently been inserted into the starting center role. Nesterovich had 15 points 9 rebounds, and 4 assists in the win over Detroit. With the weather changing, most Canadians would rather be on a golf course than in a skating rink. However, for Zamboni operator Troy Forbes, it's not a question of pleasure, it's a question of business. Dave Bowden reports.
Troy Forbes has worked with the City of Toronto Parks Department for more than 20 years. He applied to drive the Zamboni at Nathan Phillips Square for the first time this year in order to keep working during the winter. While he doesn't mind the job, he says there is one thing about it he could do without.
I just don't deal with the public myself, too. I just stay away.
Forbes says he's a private man who doesn't like interacting with people. For most of his career, he's worked behind the scenes. During his 2 decades with the city, he's performed maintenance, janitorial, and grounds duties. But he says there was one job in particular that he really enjoyed. When he worked as a greenskeeper for the city's golf courses, Forbes says he had everything he needed. Being a greenskeeper allowed him to work at his own pace. Forbes said he preferred the golf course over Nathan Phillips Square because it gave him freedom and privacy.
Yeah, warmer weather. It's just a better atmosphere. Not as many people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very busy down at City Hall here, right?
But he says his favorite part of working at the golf course was the ability to stick to his motto.
Start work early, finish early.
Forbes says he's waiting anxiously for summer to return so he can get back to his favorite work. But he's happy to wait out winter with the job he has now.
I just go out and flood the ice and that's it, basically. Yeah. It's an easy, no-brainer job.
Dave Bowden, Centennial College Radio News.
Thanks, Dave. Finally, in baseball, the Blue Jays will be missing newly acquired third baseman Scott Rowland for up to 4 to 6 weeks. The 32-year-old Rowland was injured by a line drive in practice March 23rd and will be returning to Dunedin, Florida for an extended rehab stint. The extent of the injury is still unknown. However, Rowland was seen heading to the airport with a soft cast on his right hand yesterday. In entertainment, we now turn it over to Salima Varian.
Thanks, Tyler. Hey, everyone. Listen up. Last night, I went to singer Lupe Fiasco's concert featuring Matthew Santos. It was at Circa, the hottest nightclub in Toronto. Lupe sang various tunes from Paris, Tokyo to hip-hop Save My Life, and Save His Life it did. Lupe became famous in 2006 after his album Food and Liquor won 3 Grammy nominations. Jay-Z was even quoted saying that Lupe is a breath of fresh air. And last night, people were gasping for air because they couldn't stop chanting, Lupe, 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 awaiting the conscious rapper's arrival. Then at 10 to 11, the chants got louder and louder. The lights were dim, and when they came back on, have no fear, Mr. Fiasco was there. And the crowd went wild. Music was just beating through people's veins, and the beat kept on for hours. But just when we thought the concert was getting to an end with the superstar workout, Lupe surprised us with Go Go Gadget Flow. He was just on fire, ending the evening on a fantastic note, obviously giving mention to his incredible band. Also in entertainment news, a talented Toronto musician is ready to start touring in the United States. He's joined a new band, he's finished a demo, CD, and he's ready to hit the road. And as Denise Falzon reports, he's only 18.
Alexander James is a singer and a songwriter from Toronto. After starting as a solo artist, James and his backup band decided to team up and form The Times. Their demo is titled Rough Copies EP, and James is the producing and mixing himself.
That demo features 2 of the songs that I wrote when I was doing my solo stuff. And the guys did so much on that track, I decided, you know, it's a group effort. So now, maybe 2 weeks ago, I finished the demo, it's an EP, I guess, call it Rough Copies EP, and there's 5 songs on it. So I'm happy with that right now.
After growing up in Scarborough and moving to East York, James said he really began to develop his distinct sound. He says he doesn't like to categorize the music he writes because he's influenced by many different genres, including hip-hop, industrial, and electronica. However, he says that rock is a style that captures the music sound best. At the same time, James likes to write ballads in order to experiment with the softer side of this genre. At the moment, James is still an unsigned musician. With the current state of the music industry, he says getting signed by a record label is tough.
It's difficult, but I mean, that's music. You know, there's not like you go to university or you go to college, you go take a course and just you become that. Or with singing, it's you, whatever the road, you know, you choose your path.
At this point, James isn't looking to just get signed. He says what is most important to him is making his music and sharing it with others. The Times are planning to do a tour in the United States in May.
a mini acoustic tour in the U.S. And we want to do some shows in Chicago, then go to Las Vegas, Los Angeles, where we do majority of our shows, St. Louis, and yeah, so those are the cities that we want to play in.
James said he doesn't care if they don't make any money from the tour. He just wants to play some shows and get some experience. Denise Falls on Centennial College Radio News.
Thanks, Denise, and that's all for me. Now let's send it back to Eric for the wrap.
Thank you, Salima. Well, that's all the news for now. Make sure to log in to ondemand.centennialcollege.ca to keep updated throughout the day. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening, and have a great morning.